引用诗篇二十二篇一到三节，
Last week I used Psalms 122 verses
1-3. 因为我们是要谈到耶稣的这个主餐。
Because we were talking about the Last Supper.
我有一个感动，就是要提醒大家来留意。主为我们承受那么大的压制。
I want everyone to remember in their hearts that Jesus, he bore for us a really great burden.
他那么爱我们。
He loved us so much.
所以他愿意受那么深的苦。
So he was willing to accept such great hardship.
还有呢，他是那么有全能的神，所以他可以借着他的死把那么大的压制整个打破。
And because he's an almighty God, he's able to use his power and authority to destroy the oppressive power in this world.
所以他的大能，他的大爱，他的大能救了我们。
And it's his great power and his great love that saved us.
那第三节说，我们就要赞美他。
And in verse 3, it tells us that we need to praise him.
本来我差点要 announce 说，今年我们特别来注意诗篇十六篇。
Originally for this year, I wanted us to focus Psalm 16.
因为去年诗篇八十篇的那四节经文，整个去年三不五十就进到我里面，提醒我，使我得到祝福。
Because last year, Psalm chapter 80, there were four verses in there that throughout last year, you know, made a real... Once in a while, it was a reminder in my life.
我就常常跟神祷告。
And so often I pray to God.
我真的得到很大的祝福。
And I received a great blessing.
所以今年我本来以为说诗篇十六篇非常宝贵。我想说，是不是今年提醒弟兄姊妹特地好好的读这一章来得祝福。
And for this year, I originally thought maybe it's Psalms chapter 16. It's this chapter that the brothers and sisters here should read and keep in their hearts to receive blessings.
上个礼拜我就是因着信讲诗篇二十二篇一到三节的时候，主特别提醒我。今年二十二篇一到三节，我们要特别进入里边的这种精髓。
And last week when we were talking about Psalms chapter 22, I felt like God told me that it's this chapter in this year that He wants us to really experience those verses.
讲完道以后，我越来越觉得，哦，赞美神以他百姓的赞美为宝座为居所。
After reading those verses, I really felt like, yes, you know, God is he is enthroned by our praises and our worship to him.
Yeah, 当他的宝座的 throne,
yeah,
还有他的居所。
His throne and his his dwelling place is.、
Yeah.那结果那一天下午，所以那一天结束的时候，我想让大家唱一首《你要天天赞美主》，对不对哈？当时我们弄不出来，后来我们还是唱了。那一天下午，我回去安静的时候
，That's why last week at the end of this of the sermon, I wanted us to sing the song, "Let us daily praise the Lord." And later in the afternoon when I was waiting upon God.
Yeah. 那我读到那个 Jesus calling, 就是耶稣的叮咛。
I was reading Jesus calling.
1月7号他就讲到要赞美。
And on, in this devotion on January 7th, it said that we have to praise God.
如果我记得没错，就是22篇第三节。
And if I remember correctly, the verse that was mentioned there was Psalms 22, verse 3.
所以我里面一方面先是灵里得了印证。
So in my spirit, on one hand, it's I receive confirmation.
神又借着别的属灵的书籍再给我 confirm.
And God also confirmed through this devotional.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，今年愿我们成为一个赞美的人。
Brothers and sisters, for this year, let us become people of praise.
当你赞美的时候，你的心就被吸引去注意神。
Because when we praise, our heart is led to focus on God.
我们不是有口无心的赞美神，赞美神。我们不是这样，我们的心灵爱他，感谢他，敬拜他，赞美他。我们的 focus 就在他上面，就在他身上。
It's not just, you know, saying, you know, things on our lips, but it's through our heart that, you know, we really praise him, worship him, love him, and honor him.
圣经有一句话，他说赞美是圣城的门。
And the Bible says that praise is the door of the holy, is the gate of the holy city.
神住在圣城里面。
And God lives in this holy city.
西安，神乐意住在那里面。
And this is Zion, and God, you know, wants to dwell in there.
当我们赞美的时候，我们是经过赞美，我们很容易进到神的居所里。
And when we have praise and we're praising Him, it makes it easier for us to enter His sanctuary.
所以好，在我里边，这一阵子一直有一个祷告。主啊，使我像小孩子那么单纯，常常向你敞开我的身心灵。
And so lately I've been having a lot of prayers, just asking God to help me to have a heart like a child, so that I can just willingly open up my heart to God.
使你所成就的事，所成全的救恩，因着我这样子的领受，那个功效就。就成型在我的生命中。
And praying that through this attitude and by through the power of his salvation, that the work of his salvation may be manifested in me, in my heart.
Okay, 那我今天要跟大家分享的就是神全能，也蛮有智慧。
And today what I want to share is that God is almighty and he is also very wise.
他不像我们世人哦。
Yeah, and he's not like us, you know, humans.
有时候我们有勇无谋。
Sometimes we are...
我们有 passion, 可是我们没有。
Oh, we have passion, but we don't have wisdom.
我们对。Yeah, 可是神不是，神他不仅有 passion， 他呢，他有 strategy， 他有谋略，他有 discretion， 就是他顾虑周全，有智慧。
And but God, you know, he has passion and he has, you know, a strategy. He has discretion. He has wisdom.
时间不多，现在是11:55。我大概只有35分钟时间可以讲，所以为什么说做见证时间要短？那我就35分钟讲，我求神帮助我精简的把我所要讲的讲给大家听，所以请你们留意听哈。我们先看一下，诗篇19:1-4。
Let us turn to Psalms chapter 19:1-4。
诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
The heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hands.
这日到那日发出言语。
Day after day they pour forth speech.
这夜到那夜传出知识。
Night after night they display knowledge.
无言无语也无声音可听。
There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard.
他的良带通遍天下，他的言语传到地极。
Their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world.
这段话讲什么呢？他第三节说，无言无语也无声音可听。
What do these verses mean? And in verse 3 it says, there is no speech or language where their voice is not heard.
可是却又说，好像大自然在发出言语，在传出知识。
Yet at the same time, it continues to say that this voice goes through all throughout earth.
这在讲什么？这个就是讲说，大自然，神借着大自然会对我们说话。
So what does this mean? What this means is that God is using nature and His creation to speak to us.
神借着整个宇宙或者他所创造的每一件事物，他可以对我们说话。
And God uses the universe, the world, and the things He's created to speak to us.
我们再来看罗马书第一章二十节。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 1, verse 10.
自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
It's Romans chapter
20, chapter
1. Oh, sorry. Romans chapter 1, verse 20. It says, for since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse.
你知道神借着大自然对我们说话。
So do you know that God uses the nature to speak to us?
那我们知道属灵的事，你看耶稣在讲那个生命的道，他常常引用身边的一些植物啊，或者一些事情，对不对？用眼睛看得见的事物说明属灵的法则。
And we know that in when Jesus was on earth, when he was talking about spiritual matters, he often used the things that we can see in this world with our own eyes to illustrate his message.
Okay, 那今天呢，我们就用以赛亚书四十章来看这个四十章，我们来更领受神的大能跟神的智慧。
So today, let us also focus in on Isaiah chapter 40 so that we can receive God's power and His wisdom.
我们看以赛亚四十章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 40.
第九节。
Verse 9.
上一次呢，上个礼拜我们讲到，特别提醒大家四十章的第十节哈。
Last time we also mentioned as Isaiah chapter 40, verse 10.
第十章的前半，第十节说，主耶和华必向大能者临到。
In the first half of that verse, it says, "See, the sovereign Lord comes with power."
Yeah, 那以赛亚四十章呢，是宣告新约的开始。
And Isaiah chapter 40 is a proclamation of the New Testament.
他宣告神的救恩要来到。
It's proclaiming that God's salvation is coming.
从第九节开始。
Beginning from verse 9.
传福音的人。
It talks about those who spread the good news.
就说神向大能者要临到。
God is bringing His power.
然后从这里一直到最后，到最后的差不多是最后了哈，到后半部交错的。好，四十章中就把神我们眼睛看得见的自然现象跟眼睛看不见的属灵的法则。
And later on in the later half of this chapter, God begins describing through spiritual matters and also through the things that we can see in this world.
还有他把就把神的全能跟他的智慧交错的一直在陈述，我们等一下来读。
And he continues to describe his power and his wisdom.
那这个让我们看到神的全能跟蛮有智慧在物理的宇宙里面，神的全能跟蛮有智慧在他为我们成全救恩的这个范畴里面。
And so through this chapter, we're able to see not only God's great power and wisdom through everything he's created, but also his great power and wisdom in his plan for our salvation.
我们来看以赛亚四十，我们看十二节到十七节。
Let us focus on chapter 40, verse 12 to 17.
十二节十二节十二节他这样讲，谁曾用手心量珠水，用手虎口量苍天，用升斗盛大地的尘土，用秤秤山岭，用天平平冈岭呢？
Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, or with the breadth of his hand marked off the heavens?Who has held the dust of the earth in a basket, or weighed the mountains on the scales and the hills in a balance?
你看，神，你看这个讲到神的手，神的手哈，神做事的手，他的手心有多大？用手心量珠水，这个地上有那么多的水，用手心量珠水，你说那个神的手心有多大？
And here we see that.In these verses, it's talking about God's hand and how God is using his hand to even measure, you know, the waters on this earth. And, you know, there's so much water on this earth, and you have to imagine that must be a really great hand.
手虎口，这个就是手虎口，用手虎口量苍天，苍天有多大？神的手虎口，神这个手多大？
And we know, like,God is even using the breadth of his hand to measure off the heavens, and you know, that's a great, this is a really massive hand.
还有你看他的升斗，他的秤，他的天平，哇，都是很特别的。
And even, you know, his scales, his balance, you know, they're all special.
啊，十三十四节就讲到神的智慧，没有谁教神，是神自己。
And in verse 13 and 14, it talks about God's wisdom. Nobody taught God wisdom. He's wisdom in himself.
你看15到17节。看啊。OK.
And in verse 15 to 17, let's read.
万民都像水桶的一滴，又算如天平上的微尘。他举起众海岛，好像极微之物。
Surely the nations are like a...drop in a bucket. They are regarded as dust on the scales. He weighs the islands as though they are fine dust.
十六节说，利巴嫩的树林不够当柴烧，其中的走兽也不够做燔祭。
In verse 16, Lebanon is not sufficient for altar fires, nor its animals enough for burnt offerings.
这有点讲到关于这是祭祀的事哈。十七节，万民在他面前好像虚无，被他看为不及虚无，乃为虚空。
So verse 16 is a slight reference to the ceremonial laws. And then verse 17 says, Before him all the nations are as nothing. They are regarded by him as worthless and less than nothing.
这边一个比较，神有多大，人跟他所造的万物有多轻微。多渺小，多么的不及虚无。
And so here, God is, you know, he's drawing this comparison between all of us here and him, and how we're just so minuscule, and basically less than nothing.
我们要用一点我们的想象力哈。我们说神好伟大，神多伟大。
So we have to use our imagination a little bit. We often say God is so great and almighty, but seriously, how Almighty is He.
我们从这个话里边稍微可以体会到一下，神跟人之间是怎么多么的无可比拟。
And from here, we only get a little taste, a little understanding of how great He is, and we just realize that, you know, there's such a massive difference between us and God.
你看，所以十八节跟二十五节，神好像就在那边 argue 啊，或者说，你们究竟将谁比神，用什么形象与神比较呢？这个是先知讲的话。你们究竟将谁比神，用什么形象与神比较呢？
And so from verse 18:25, it's as if, you know, the prophet is, and through God is also talking about like us trying to compare ourselves to God. And we see in 18 it says, "To whom then will you compare God? What image will you compare Him to?"
25节，那圣者说。神自己说，你们将谁比我，叫他与我相等呢？
And in verse 25, God says, "To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal?" says the Holy One.
先知神都在说，神是那么大，他本为大。
And so both the prophet and God himself proclaims that God is so great.
没有什么可以跟他比。
And there's nothing that can compare to him.
一切都是他造的。
And everything he created.
所以我们应该敬拜他。
And so we need to worship him.
十九节这边就讲到偶像是人造的。
In verse 19, it talks about how idols are created by people.
人是不及虚无，偶像是不及虚无的人造的。
So men are, you know, us, if we are pretty much nothing, and then idols are the things that are created by people who are nothing.
所以人是多愚昧。
So, you know, how foolish is that?
以赛亚书另外一个地方讲到说，你去森林里边砍一棵树。有的拿来当柴烧烤饼吃，有的怎样怎样啊？另外一个呢，就来把它做偶像。
And Isaiah elsewhere also talks about how, you know, there's a man who goes into the forest and he chops down some wood, and one man uses it for fire, and then another begins taking the same wood and crafting an idol out of it.
然后他跟他说：“哦，你是神，哦，我拜你。”
And that man began to worship.The idol he created and said, "Oh, you are God," you know.
对这一点我感受很深，因为我是从这种家庭出来的。
And for me, this hit home because I grew up in a family that worship idols.
我的祖父四个兄弟生了十二个儿子。
My grandfather had 12 sons.
那不是 ，my grandfather had.
He had four brothers and
所以我有十二个 uncles.
So I have 12 uncles.
亲生的 uncle 还有是堂兄堂叔这样。那我的第十二叔就是雕刻偶像之父的。
And one of my uncles, he was a person who crafted
idols. The youngest uncle.
The youngest uncle.
他那个很大的木头就放在我们家的那个，他就在那边刻那个偶像。
I remember him bringing like a large piece of wood into our house, and he would start carving.
有时候我们还在这个木头上呢，跳来跳去。
And sometimes we would, you know, jump around, play around that block of wood.
当他刻好以后呢，那就上漆，弄好以后就出口到泰国去。
And after it was finished, they would, you know, finish the painting on it and then send it to Thailand.
然后到泰国，他们就拜这个偶像。
And then in Thailand, people, you know, would worship this idol.
我不知道有没有人调皮在撒尿在那个偶像上面。
I don't know if anybody was mischievous and peed on this idol.
有时候我们人很愚昧。
You know, sometimes as people, we are truly foolish.
我的父亲以前都还 捐很多钱到庙里，就因为这些偶像。
You know, even you know my parents, you know they once in the past, you know, donated lots of money to the temple.
所以我们跟神比，神那么有智慧，我们这么愚蠢。
So if we really are trying to compare ourselves to God, you know, God has so much wisdom and we are just so foolish.
所以二十一节他说，你们岂不曾知道吗？你们岂不曾听见吗？好像先知有一点在叫醒人，你们没听过吗？从起初没有人告诉你们吗？自从立地的根基，你们没有明白吗？
And that's why the prophet Isaiah in verse 21, he says, Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning?
好像我们都很无知哈。
It's as if all of us are so ignorant.
二十二节，神坐在地球大圈之上。
And in verse 22, it says, He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth.
好，我先下面我就不读了哈，要省时间。这一节呢，我刚讲是没有知识的人哈，可是这一节要把有知识的人打倒了。神坐在地球大圈之上。
Earlier I was talking about how, you know, a lot of us we may be foolish, but even those of us who think we're wise, this verse. Makes even the wise foolish.
以赛亚书是西元前大概七百年左右的先知。
Isaiah is a prophet that was he lived about 2100 years before Christ.
他那个时候就得启示，神坐在地球大圈之上，地球是一个大圈。
Isaiah had this revelation that, that Earth is a great circle or sphere.
那以前哥伦布他们发现新大陆，那个时候的科学家有一些人还觉得地球是平的。
And during Columbus' time, you know, a lot of the scientists around then, they all thought that the Earth was flat.
差大概将近，两千七百多，两千七百多跟一四，差将近一千三四百年。
For over 1,740 years.
所以你看
，After Christ，、right?
你看神， oh. 神实在是，我们人实在是太怎么讲，太。看得太短视，太短视，我们的知识实在都很有限。
And what this really tells about us is that we're really short-sighted and that our knowledge is very limited.
他们说科学家，志刚是科学家哈，我如果讲错，你提醒我哈。他们说科学家，他们有时候会发表一些东西哈，有时候会改。这个时候我发现这个过一段时间好像有更进一步的发现他就要改。
And we know that in the scientific field, you know, many scientists will come up with a certain idea or theories, and then, you know, as time progresses and new information arises, they revise the theories.
但是神写在圣经上的话从不改变。
But what is written in the Bible, God's words, it doesn't change.
这是真理的灵感动人写下来的。
This is the Bible is written through the Spirit of Truth.
所以呢，在这个地方，我们再回这个我们就讲到神的全能、神的智慧。我们回到第十节的后半部。
So all of those verses we just talked about talks about God's power and wisdom. But let's go back to verse 10.
其他的你们可以自己回家看哈，你们就了解。
And the rest you guys can go home and read.
对，第十章的后半部哈，他的膀臂必为他掌权，他的赏赐在他那里，他的报应在他面前。第十节的后半部。
And so in the second half of verse 10 says, "See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him."
十一节。他必向牧人牧养自己的羊群，用膀臂聚集羊羔抱在怀中，慢慢引导那乳养小羊的。
In verse 11, he tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young.
这边讲到神的智慧。
Here it also talks about God's wisdom.
他呢，使我们成为他的孩子以后，他很有智慧的，量着我们生命的情形来引导我们。
God wants us to be His children, and once we are His children, He uses His wisdom to lead us.
神很有智慧。
God has so much wisdom.
可是以赛亚第四十章的二十七节，二十七到二十八。
But we can see in verse 27-28.
这边他说：“雅各啊，你为何说我的道路向耶和华隐藏？以色列啊，你为何言我的冤屈神并不查问
？”Verse 27. Why do you say, O Jacob, and complain, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God.
你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神耶和华，创造地极的主。并不疲乏，也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度。
Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我觉得你们回去好好的读这一章，好好的去领受。神啊，我感谢你。大能的主啊，我感谢你，你用你的大能成全救恩，用你的智慧来使我承受生命的福。
So brothers and sisters, I want you all to go back home and read this chapter carefully to receive these verses into your heart, and you know, just be able to say, you know, like, thank, you know, have a thankful heart to God, knowing that it's His great power, His wisdom and His salvation, that is leading us and working in us.
那，我们从创世纪第一章，第二、第三、四节，我们来看一件事。
So let's focus our attention to Genesis chapter 1, verse 3 and 4.
当神当初如何从空虚混沌、渊面黑暗之中创造出美丽的世界
？So how did God create something out of nothingness and darkness？
照样，他也要借着他行作奇妙事的全能。
And similarly, God is using His wondrous power.And wisdom.
运行在我们生命中。
He is using that same power in our lives.
然后在我们生命中创造出奇妙的光景。
And he's using that power to create something new and more beautiful in us.
刚刚维吉讲到他过去的生命的光景。
Earlier, sister, when she was talking about.Her experiences in her past.
罪不论是在我们身上，作用在我们身上，或作用在别人身上，都使我们的生命受伤扭曲。
Sin not only affects our lives, but the lives of others, but it causes, you know, hurts and challenges.
有时候我们在黑暗中。
Sometimes we are in darkness.
我们空虚。
We feel empty.
污秽。
And dirty.
无用。
Or worthless.
那我们自己这个光景，然后我们跟别人互动的时候，把这种情形有时候也影响到别人。
Yeah, and when we're living in that kind of mindset, or when we have those weaknesses in our lives and we interact with others, sometimes we take those and we force it on others around us.
神要把我们从这个光景把我们改变。
And God wants to change us from living in this way.
旧造的这种丑陋的这种不好，要把它去除。
And God wants
把新的带来到我们的生命中。
And God wants to remove this old flesh, the old human nature, to cut it off and to bring in a new creation, a new life.
我们看一下创世纪第一章二三四节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 1, verse 2 to 4.
第二节，地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。
Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters.
神说要有光，就有了光。
And God said, let there be light, and there was light.
神看光是好的。就把光暗分开了。
God saw that the light was good, and He separated the light from the darkness.
神创造物理宇宙的时候是这样创造，那他创造我们灵里，使我们这个灵里更新变化，原则是一样的。
And God, you know, when He spoke the world into existence, in this way in Genesis.And similarly, he also speaks that same principle. He speaks that new life into us.
他这边讲到三件事，神的灵运行在水面上。
Here it talks about three things, and the first is that God's spirit is hovering over the waters.
第二件事，神的话说要有光，就有了光。
The second is that God said that there would be light, and through his words there was light.
神看光是好的，就把光暗分开，要有分别，光跟暗要分别，要分开，我们要分别为圣。
And then now that there is light, God saw that light is good, and He wanted a separation between light and darkness. So He wants us to be able to, discern and be separated.
那我们知道，我们都会讲一句话，神做事不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠神的灵方能成事。
Often we say that it's not through, you know, our own physical strength or wisdom that we're able to accomplish things, but it's through God.
所以我们需要神的灵进来我们里面做事。
So we need God's spirit to be within us to work.
那我们怎么样让神的灵来我们的里面做事？
And so how do we let God's spirit come into us to do His work?
弟兄姊妹，我跟您讲的是很真实的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, what I'm talking about is something very true.
神应许我们的救恩是实在的。
The promise of God's salvation is real.
我们怎么样能够得着神实在的这个救恩
？And so how do we receive this salvation?
我们需要照着神做工的法则。
So we have to follow according to His principles.
帖撒罗尼迦前书。
In First Thessalonians.
二章十三节。
Chapter 2, verse 13.
保罗他称许帖撒罗尼迦这个教会有信有望有爱。
Paul he kind of praises the church of Thessalonica for having love.
那他在第一章的第四第五节这样讲。
And in chapter one.Verse 4 and 5, he says,
说被神所爱的弟兄啊，我知道你们是蒙拣选的。
For we know, brothers, loved by God, that He has chosen you.
因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不独在乎言语，也在乎全能和圣灵，并充足的信心。
Because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit.
这个教会为什么被保罗称许？他们的为什么有信、有望、有爱？
Why did Paul, praise this church for having, faith, hope, and love?
第五节告诉我们说，在乎神的全能、圣灵，还有充足的信心。
In verse 5, it says that, you know, they have the words and also the power of the Holy Spirit and a deep conviction.
这个怎么实际有这些东西，我们看第二章十三节。
So how do we have this in our lives? And let's look at chapter 2, verse 13.
他说，你们听见我们所传神的道，就领受了，不以为是人的道，乃以为是神的道。这道实在是神的，并且运行在你们信主的人心中。
It says, when you received the word of God which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the words of men, but as it actually is the word of God which is at work in you who believe.
点就在这里。
So the key is here.
耶稣在那个撒种，他讲天国的比喻，天国设立在人的生命中。那是天国呢，那个道，像天国的种子，像那个道，撒出去。
And so you know, Jesus he talked about this in his parable of the sower, of how the kingdom of heaven is established in our lives.
他讲到四种土。
He talks about four types of soils.
有一种土，好土。
There's a good soil.
是圣经怎么讲？路加福音第八章十五节。
This is in Luke chapter 8, verse 15.
落在好土里的，就是人听了道，持守在诚实善良的心里，并且忍耐着结实。
It says, but the seed on the good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering produce a crop.
帖撒罗尼迦教会为什么他们会被神建立的那么美丽？
Why is the Church of Thessalonica, you know, well established by God?
因为他们听得到，他们认为是从神来的。
Because they heard. They heard the message of God and they accepted it as it was from God.
当然前提是扫罗传道的时候是在乎用神的全能圣灵，还有是加上充足的信心去传道。
But also indeed it is true that Paul came there and preached with, you know, the word of God and through the power of the Holy Spirit.
曾经有一个神的仆人，他来台湾的时候，神跟他说，你如果信我就做工，你不信我就没有办法做工。
There was a servant of God who was sent to Taiwan, and God told this person that if you have faith, I'll be able to do work, and if you don't, I will not be able to accomplish work.
所以传道的人要有信心。
So those who preach the word of God, they have to have faith.
依靠神的圣灵。
They have to rely on the Holy Spirit.
然后听的人呢，他们不以为这是人的道。
And those who hear these words, they have to believe that it's from God.
他们让这道落在他们诚实善良的心里。
And so they have to let those words, you know, fall into this heart of, you know, with honesty.
也许这个话摘进来，常常会。影响他们。
And these words, you know, when they come into their hearts, it will influence them.
帖撒罗尼迦教会是神的道运行在他们心里。
And in the Church of Thessalonica, God's word is, you know, moving and working in their hearts.
我们知道一个种子落到地里不会马上就冒出芽来。
We know that when a seed falls into the ground, you know, it doesn't just sprout up.
需要一段时间在泥土里边酝酿。
It takes some time for it to germinate.
所以要忍耐，要生命的成长是需要时间的。
So it takes patience, and you know, to grow in this world that we live in, it takes time.
当圣灵借着神的话在运行在人心中的时候，我们要给神时间机会做。
So when God is working in our hearts, you know, His Holy Spirit's working in us, we have to give God time to work in us.
以前一个我的伙伴提醒我说，哎，母鸡孵鸡蛋要21天，小鸡才会出来。
One of my companions, one time told me that, you know, the hen, you know, for the egg to hatch, it takes 21 days.
因为我有一次我跟他说，哎，我都等这么久了，我怎么都没有感受啊？
Because I once, you know, mentioned to her, you know, I've been waiting for so long, but why do I feel like I didn't feel anything different?
他就用这个话安慰我，他说神在你里面正在做啊。
And she used this to kind of comfort and encourage me and told me that God is in me and He's working.
如果孵出小鸡要21天，也许你现在才18天、19天，时候还没有到啊，你要继续忍耐，让神做。
Perhaps, you know, if it takes, you know, an egg to hatch in 21 days, perhaps you're only on the 18th or 19th day. You still have to have patience to let God work.
所以那个时候我就接受他这个劝。
So I listened to this,
时候到了，美好的事就发生了。
And when the time was ready, something beautiful
时候到了，小鸡就孵出来了。
And when the time was right, you know, the metaphorical chick was hatched. So, you know, we have to bear fruit patiently.
这是第一点。
So this is the first point.
第二点，以赛亚书61章，我们看一下以赛亚书61章1-3节。
And the second point is in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1-3.
61.
Isaiah chapter 61,
1-3节
verse 1-3.
我们只要讲一节就好了哈。怎么讲呢？主第一节，主耶和华的灵在我身上，因为耶和华用膏膏我，叫我传好信息给谦卑的人。
The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor.
主耶稣在世的时候，读到这句话说。这个话应验了，就是指耶稣自己。
And when Jesus was on earth, he spoke these very words and told the people that these very verses have been fulfilled.
你看，主耶稣要做工、要传信息，都需要依靠神的灵。
Even Jesus, you know, for him to preach the gospel and good news, it required him to rely on the Holy Spirit.
那接下来就讲到，有人就得释放，出监牢。
And later in these verses talks about how people are being delivered and being set free.
有人呢就除去悲哀，有喜乐有。
People are, you know, God is getting rid of their brokenheartedness and giving them joy.
神真的可以把这种生命在我们生命中改变。
And God can really make these life changes in us.
赞美衣代替忧伤之灵。
And God is, you know, He is giving us a spirit of joy instead of a spirit of mourning.
香港有一个教会叫611教会。
In Hong Kong, there's a church that's called the 611 Church.
这因为这个教会的弟兄姊妹，这个创办这个教神感动他去开这个教会的人，他觉得我们罪人需要得释放，需要出监牢。
Because the people who established that church firmly believe that as people in this world, we need God to set us free.
我们需要神的灵临到我们。
And we need God's spirit to come upon us.
这些事才有办法成就。
So that those things can become reality.
所以他们给他们的教会取名叫611教会。
And that's why they named their church.
我们是需要神的灵的教会。
611 or 611.
后来他们也来到台湾执坛。
And they also came to Taiwan to establish a church.
所以台湾也有611教会。
So they also have one of those churches in Taiwan.
他们弟兄姊妹都知道，我若要神美好的事。发生在我生命中，我需要圣灵。
And we all know that if we want God's work, beautiful work to be done in our lives, we need His Holy Spirit.
我要圣灵。
So I want the Holy Spirit.
所以我每一次在聚会，我常常说我欢迎圣灵。
That's why whenever we come together in fellowship, I always say, you know, I welcome the Holy Spirit.
没有神的灵，美好的事不可能发生。
Without the Holy Spirit, you know, these good things cannot happen.
所以我每一次聚会，我们都来欢迎圣灵来。
And so every time we come together, we should welcome the Holy Spirit.
第三点，我们大家都知道，信没有信，福音是因信以至于信。
The third point is faith. You know, it's the gospel works because we have to have the faith.
我们看以弗所书第一章十九节。第一章十九节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 19.
我们知道主耶稣在世做工需要圣灵。主耶稣死了，从死里复活，也是圣灵的工作。
We know that, you know, when Jesus was on earth, he was living in the power of the Holy Spirit. And even when he died and he rose from the dead, it was also the power of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵不仅在耶稣身上这样子运行，使耶稣从死里复活。
The Holy Spirit is not only, you know, working in Jesus to cause him to resurrect.
我们这些人如果要像耶稣，要跟耶稣一样，有那复活活泼的生命，也需要圣灵。
And if we want to have this resurrected life, and also to have that joy in our lives, and to truly live, then we also need the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗他就这样祷告。
So this is why Paul prays.
第十九节。
In verse 19.
他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
And in his incomparably great power for us who believe, that power is like the working of his mighty strength.
以弗所书第三章的十七节。他说：“是基督因你们的信住在你们心里。”
And in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 17 it says, "So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith."
这都是圣灵的工作，都需要信心。
So this is all the work of the Holy Spirit requires faith.
那我们如果想要美好的事在我们生命中可以发生，我们必须要当一个有信心的人。
So if we want to have these good things to happen in our lives, then we need to be people of faith.
那信心不是只是在一个概念上，一个羡慕概念上，或者是心绪上，我羡慕而已。
But faith isn't just in our minds and our hearts, and it's all just something we.
真实的信心是有随着而来的动作的。
But faith, real faith is comes with action.
信服神，信从神，信靠神。
It requires us to be.
因着信，我们就降服于神。
So we are obedient to God.
因着相信，我们就跟随神。
And through faith we follow him.
我们如果真实的相信神，我们就会依靠他。
And if we really have faith in him, we will rely on him.
好不好？那我们今年我们就第一个，好，我们愿神的话运行在我们的里面，那我们就必须要来有了神的话，让神的话栽种在我里面。然后运行在我里面，酝酿在我里面。
And so in this year, let us first remember that we need to let God's word work in our hearts.
然后呢，我们知道我们非常需要圣灵，我们来欢迎圣灵。
And because we know we need the Holy Spirit, let us welcome the Holy Spirit.
我们要相信神， 这个圣灵才有办法在我们的里面做事。
And lastly, we need to have faith in God so the Holy Spirit can work in us.
最后一句圣经，《使徒行传》五章三十二节。
So the last verse here, Acts chapter 5, verse 32.
这是彼得讲的。
This is what Peter said.
赐给顺从之人的圣灵。
So the Holy Spirit is given to those who obey Him.
Yeah. 所以我想我们知道前面的路我们可以怎么走。
So now we know how we should walk.
那赞美是其中的一点神的话，对不对？
And praise is just one of these things.
前一阵子我牧师的一个小学同学不知道从哪里抓到范大林长老的那个传福音的信息。
A while ago, one of my husband's childhood classmates,
小学elementary school,
yeah, elementary school classmate, got his hands on got a hold of Pastor Fan.
那个我们如果看了那个，我们觉得真的很好笑哈，范大林长老。达林范，他实在跟我们是太不一样性格的人，可是我很受感动。我受感动的是什么？他说，他大学的时候好好的读神的话，然后他是一个行道的人。
So this, this pastor fan, he when he was young, you know, he held tightly on a God's word and he followed God's ways.
那因着他遵行神的话，他就经验到神。
And because he followed God's, you know, words, he was able to experience God.
很多的祝福。
And he was blessed in so many ways.
他用那个箴言第三章一到十节，五福临门。
It's like in Proverbs chapter 3, you know.
1, 3, 5, 7, 9是神希望他的百姓去信服他，去遵从他，去听他的话。
He said that it's the verses 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9, that those are the verses that God wants his people to follow.
然后2, 4, 6, 8, 10就是神的应许可以应验在你生命中。
And that verses 2, 4, 6, 8, and 10 are the promises that God, you know, gives to those who follow.
他们不是像我们这个，他们不是说不是像我们这个五旬节说一直讲圣灵，不是。
And you know, his church is not so focused on the Holy Spirit. Or,
他们不是很强调。
They're not Pentecostal.
可是呢，他也经历到神的神医。
But he also experienced the divine healing from God.
所以你如果听主的话，如果照着神的法则去做，你就会实在的经验到神。
So if you follow God's words, then you know you will experience God.
神在不同个性的人身上都可以做美妙的事。
And through you know different people, you know God can do.You know his wondrous works in them.
愿我们今年大家都来经历美妙的事，好不好？
Let us all this year experience God's goodness.
Okay, 我今天就谈到这里。我们来唱一首诗歌，宣道诗24首。我要耶稣。